Alright, welcome to Nitro Game Injection. It's your host, Kyle JCRB. And you are listening to NGI number 28. This is a very special edition of Nitro Game Injection. Well, not really. Sort of. But... oh, crap. This is not good. Why did I lose it? Oh, there it is. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Oh, sorry. A window on here, it flew away, and I didn't know where it went. Until just then, so... I found it. We're good. So... tonight's Nitro Game Injection brought to you by F-Zero. Gonna play a lot of that tonight, because it's sort of an F-Zero tribute. So keep it here for that on Nitro Game Injection. KGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
Kyle JCRB.
Why, you lazy crap for crap!
Nitro Game Injection on KGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
That was Daigoro's theme from F-Zero GX, the brand new release for Nintendo GameCube. Came out only a few weeks ago. And man, I would have to say, it's awesome. It's freaking awesome. Okay? If you don't have a GameCube, go get one. Why? Because this game rocks. I mean, you have no excuse to not have a GameCube now. Go sell your PlayStation 2, get rid of your Xbox, everything, and get this game, because you will love it. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. It's so cool. It gets my stamp of approval. If that means anything to you. My congested nose, bad allergies, sniffling, stamp of approval. So go play it right now. I mean, get it. Screw the PS2, screw the Xbox, screw the fact that Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto Vice City are coming out for Xbox soon. Screw that they're both already out on PlayStation 2. Just go get F-Zero right now. You will not regret it. So, on that note, I'm going to play some more from the brand new F-Zero GX. Got one from a track called Red Canyon in that game, which I haven't had the chance to play yet, which sucks, because I heard that track's a very good one. This one's called Goro, the Vengeful Samurai, from the Red Canyon track. So, what are we doing here? Nitro Game Injection, KGI, Phoenix, Arizona. What the heck am I doing? Why did I do that? I'm a doofus! And by the way, Nex is now my second favorite person with a three-letter screen name. So, I'm gonna play that again, because I was dumb and I screwed up. And I'm a doofus. Shot. But still, go get an F-Zero GX. Go get a game. You can play it right now. So, I'll play it again.
Tractor was a man. I mean, he was a dragon man. Maybe he was just a dragon. But he was still Tractor! Burning the countryside. Burning the peasants. Burning all the people in the thatched roof cottages! Thatched roof cottages! And the truck door comes in the night!
Mega Man? Mega Man. Does whatever Mega can. I don't know what he does. I just know that he's blue. Mega Man? Mega Man. Ha ha.
Come in.
It's a good game.
Classic beer remix entitled Mario 3 Loner Beer Bleeding Ears Extreme Remix, where you make bad remixes instead of good ones. You know, the kind of stuff that may get accepted on Overclocked if the judges are in a particularly nice mood and feel like just giving out a bunch of yeses? Yeah. That's the stuff. And before that was the latest from Manalock. May and Analog joining forces create awesome remixing stuff. And that one is entitled Smack Mega Man Up. I don't know how you say it, but that's weird stuff. I like it. It's fun. And then before that was a song. Like Trogdor, the Burninator. And then some stuff. Some stuff you. Or something. Up next we got something from Final Fantasy VIII, the Black Mage soundtrack, and some Pong going next, and then some stuff after that that I don't know because I'm so unplanned and I don't have anything else to play. Maybe something from F-Zero. So. Get over that. Nitro Game Injection, KNGI, Nuclear Arizona.
I am the needle in your vein. I am the high you can't sustain. I am a pusher on the floor. I am the need in you for more.
I'm
to be honest. I still have no idea what Nintendo was thinking when they released that album. Not to say that it's bad, it's just not exactly the style I imagined F-Zero music to be in. Heavy metal, techno, hardcore. You know, that's the kind of stuff. But jazz? Is it the same style jazz you heard on, like, 90s sitcom TV shows? I don't know. That's stretching it a little. It's pretty good, though. That was the silence theme from that particular game. And before that was Maniac Number 9, Don't Forget Your Valentine, from some Iron Mix Challenge. I think it was Iron Mix Challenge Number 10. And before that was a sort of a cover by him called Mr. Self-Destruct. I don't know who the original artist of that song is, but cool song, so I decided, hey, why not play it? Before that was Next, Pong, Nitroized. And then the song from the Black Mages album, Final Fantasy, Force Your Way, Final Fantasy VIII. Kind of a heavy metal remix of it, sort of. I don't know. There's so much cross-genralization that I have no idea what the hell's going on anymore. This next song is like a rap song by DJ Pretzel. It's got some weird lyrics. It was sung by Star Salesman. And it's a remix from Barbie Superhouse. So, put your Nitro Game Injection, KNGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
is I, your one and only king, Bowser Cooper. I'm a turtle, as you've seen, a little slow and a little green, but on the whole, I'd say, super duper. So let's just say,
ignorance is bliss.
Oh, well, I hate to be a bummer. I brought you here to bring newcomers. You know those brothers. Oh, what's their names? Oh, yes, Mario and Luigi. Just the sound of them makes me queasy. I'd love to take that monkey wrench. I'd play my own game. I'll shower those clumsy lizards with my power until dinosaur land is nothing but fossil fuel. My only problem with these spells is that I know not what they tell, so every hex leaves me perplexed and all I want are those plumbing fools. Princess, heard a picture's worth a thousand words. Call yourself a princess, but you're a brainiac in a dress. I can't believe you waste time with these books. You remind me of my kid sister. She read so much she got a blister. A big one. I mean big on a brain on a schnock. I'd like to get my hands on one time with a monkey wrench. Fix their plumbing. I think I've made my point.
Interview coming up. We're gonna get Timberwolf live on the air here after his song, the latest version of his tribal chocobo rock, or go choke on a donkey. I don't really care how you say it. To me, it's chocobo. That just sounds better. I mean, chocobo. Come on, I'm gonna go chocobo your husband. I'm gonna chocobo you to death. I mean, come on. Freaking retarded. Oh, anyway. I'm gonna do that, and then I'm gonna get into that interview with him. So, computer, Nitro Game Injection, KGI, Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you. Well, we're going to give this a shot here. Get another, see if we can contact Timberwolf for a little on-air chat. Cool, huh?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. What's up?
I don't know. You called me.
I don't know. You wanted to be on the air.
Well, yeah, but...
Dang, that sounds really good. I still love how good it sounds.
Oh, yeah. But I heard that there were some interviews that you wished to conduct.
I guess. I don't know.
So you just called up to say hey?
Pretty much. Kind of
how
I always do.
What's
that?
I said, you must have said, hey, that guy is listening to my show, so he must be really bored.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
I did.
Yeah, something like
I'm trying to see something here. Something doesn't sound right. Okay, it's fine. Never mind.
Okay.
I was seeing something on my speakers.
Ah.
Oh. Hmm.
Well, I'm sure somebody wants to know something about IMC, given this is my first actual on-air interview, I think.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope. It's
<What's>
not. You've been on before. Like, way back.
Well, not specifically to talk about IMC, I don't think.
Not specifically to talk about anything.
Well, yeah. That's the usual, I...
Yeah, well, what do you think this show's about? Stuff? Pfft, no.
It's stuff.
This show's not about anything.
It's a like a cannoli of stuff, this show. It's a musical cannoli of stuff.
It's a musical concoction with me talking for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody's wondering about what I'm going to do with this IMC 16, I have no freaking idea. I really don't. I just got Windows back, so it's like, yay, I can actually do something. So now I'm in the midst of doing many artful projects that I couldn't do before, and I'm getting all of my programs back, and unfortunately the drive with all of my stuff on it is sitting in my box. It isn't even spinning. I have this brand new drive that I have, this nice 40 gigabyte Mac store, that of my 30 gigabyte Seagate, and I've got that all hooked up, and I'm slowly installing my programs, and I'm hoping I can seamlessly integrate my old drive's contents into my new drive. And in the midst of all this, I have IMC. I've only got about half the songs myself, but I know Dark Sword and I think I'll pronounce it. And Adhesive Boy are getting some of the other ones, or have some of the other ones. So I have to, like, figure out how to make IMC theme conclusion out of all these files. And, I've got that whole new judging situation, which very few people understand, including myself. I know, I'm not going with it, just,
I'm still here.
I was just letting you talk to see if you had anything to say.
You're kind of skipping a little bit.
Yeah.
You might want to shut off the stream.
Yeah, I just did.
Yeah.
I mean, I can download so fast, and yet sometimes little things will get you.
Mm.
I think that the call program is being the one.
Yeah. Well, right now we're listening to one of your older remixes in the background here.
Yes. The version of the old remix, and it's old too, so...
Probably one of your strangest remixes, too.
By far, actually.
And,
I just love listening to it. It's so nice.
It's only got 50 seconds left.
Perfect timing.
So, when is this Iron Mix Challenge over? 16.
You missed it by a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's over then, huh? Yeah. Oh, okay. But, I did not realize that.
Yes, actually, it ended yesterday. It ended yesterday, last night. It, well, depending on who you were, for most people, it did at midnight. For Prophecy, who had, like, serious trouble getting his files to me, it ended sometime this today. I don't really know when. But it took him until about 8 o'clock, well, yeah, I guess about, maybe about 6 o'clock to get his files to me.
Jeez.
And that was due to problems all around. I think his computer's having lots and lots of trouble, and I had a firewall up that I didn't know about.
Oh.
I had my FTP server up, but nobody could use it because the firewall was shutting everybody out.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. I was sitting up there with the carrot going, ha!
It doesn't work, sorry.
Yeah.
Son of a...
Oh, yes, try this. That doesn't work. But it worked for me, which is really odd because technically I should work through the same firewall problem because when I go to the address, it goes to noip.com and then connects me back to myself, like, the front way. I see what everybody else...
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I don't have experience with any of this stuff. I don't know. Actually, I do, but I'm tired. So where did you get the idea for the Iron Mix challenge, as it were? I've been meaning to ask you that for forever and never did.
Hey, this will be totally foreign to everybody else, but do you remember the GranTurismo.com forums?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was there when you created this thing. I remember now. What? You're cutting out again.
They started the old way back. They're like,
you're cutting out big time.
Sucks. I don't have anything else to turn off.
Do I? I don't know. No, I don't.
Well, damn. I have tunage in the background there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything die now.
Yeah. So is it, the online racing for Gran Turismo inspired you to create a remix contest?
Well, it was the iRock style that inspired me to do it, really. It was just such a simple thing that seemed to be able to carry over into about anything. I mean, you take a given object and you put a spin on it and you hand it back. You know, that's what happens. So I figured if you can do it with cars... you know, it comes down to your skill because it all starts out the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it all starts out the same, so...
do the music. So, what's next for Iron Mix Challenge? Where's it going from here?
I knew you'd ask that. Hey, you're cutting out bad, too. What's it doing?
I know, probably am.
Yeah. I just have to get on my phone. But, tell you the truth, I have no idea.
I didn't think so. Maybe a what?
It could be anything.
Could be something awesome. Could be something stupid.
Yeah, depending on who suggests it.
Oh, yeah, like if I suggest it, for example, it could be stupid. But I did suggest the best IMC, right?
Yeah. But I like the song anyway. I mean, it's gotta be some part mine.
Yeah, I mean, come on. IMZ8 was definitely the best.
Yeah, that was the best. Followed closely by,
10 was pretty good.
10 was good, but I think it was like it was pretty segregated. A lot of the, you know, the, like, two really good ones at the bottom, at the top, and, like, the rest of them were all kind of average.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. It's just that, you know, top ones were better.
Four was really good, I thought.
Yeah.
That was an old one, though. Two was good.
Yeah.
And one.
Four seems to me like, almost like the most underground of the IMCs, because by most standards, a failure. I mean, there was only like what, five submissions, and like three of them were from the judges.
Let me check.
I know.
Yeah. You know, what was really a failure. It was IMC 11.
Yeah.
I have two songs from IMC 11. I think there was one more, and I don't even have it.
Let's see.
Fight.
What the hell was 11?
11 was Chrono something, wasn't it?
No, it was the IMC X. That was that may be the one you were thinking of.
Mm-mm.
That one was Treasure Hunter G. Dark Sword had that one.
Yeah, I know.
And
11.
Was,
is the one I'm thinking of.
Because there's X, and I believe I did an 11 too. But I don't even remember what 11 was. 11 was Dark Swords as well, and I don't think it did very well.
That's Chrono Trigger, I think. It had a classic Smack song. It gets 10 points there for me.
I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
Nope.
That classic Smack, who cares?
Yep, oh well. It was a success if Classic Smack did it.
Yeah. Oh man, you're playing my like songs for me in the background. I'm like, oh god. Thank you.
I don't know. What, am I gonna play songs from somebody else?
Oh, I don't know. I always liked some of my songs, but the most part, there are a few that are just like, and I think May is the strongest supporter of my IMC 15 song. And that's even over me, by far.
Hey, that song's awesome. What are you talking about? I love that song. It's better than the original song they had in that part of the show, anyway.
Yeah, well, that was, it was like, their song was like, okay, lay down a 4-4 and lead it. For like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like that.
Chicken. Oh. I wish I had to that episode, because that was cool. That had some kick-ass music.
It
had, like, gangster rap Italian, like, stuff.
Do you know what you're talking about anymore?
The Samurai Jack.
Oh, yeah. That had some weird music.
Yeah. In fact, I have actually recorded parts of their episode specifically for the music to try to get it into an IMC song. But I don't really know how to fit it in. As for, let's see. I want to plan for the other IMCs, but the problem is I'm very lazy.
Yes, that's always a problem.
Yeah. Well, not for me. I see it.
You see what?
I seem to enjoy it.
Oh, well, yes. Being lazy is fun, but sometimes it's bad.
Well, why be lazy later when I can be lazy now?
I don't know.
I might not get a chance to be lazy later, so I have to take advantage.
Indeed you do.
But IMC 17 may not be too far off. Because now I've got Windows, and when I can reinstall Fruity, I can
create a remix of the Super Mario Excitebike theme.
Yeah, that too. There's a lot of remixes.
There's a ton of IMCs. We could probably give you enough music to go up through IMC 110.
Something like that. Yeah, that's. What I might do, though, is set up some kind of like a tag box to where people can leave their IMC suggestions.
Mm-hmm. They could also, you get to, you'll get to the point where you stop numbering them.
Yeah. It'll just be like, all right, who cares?
IMC, nothing.
Yeah. It'll just be IMC.
Yes. Iron Mix Challenge.
I was thinking about actually changing the name.
Really?
Yeah. But I had no real idea of what they did to. And then when I came back to 16, I just realized, I was like, I might as well do it.
Monster Remix. Remix Wars.
Yeah, everything else just sounds so generic.
Yeah. You can't really base it off any other TV shows because they don't really work.
Like, I plan to do this one. I want to say Ignis, I-G-N-I-S, came up with the name.
That was a while ago.
Yeah,
that was like last year.
Yeah.
That was before I joined the forums. That was before...
That was before God.
Yeah, that was before May got her incredibly large post count.
Wow. Quite the, she's very liberal with her posts.
I think so.
I will say that very nicely.
Well, she was.
She's not now?
No. She doesn't post much anymore. She goes to school. She learns stuff now. She's too smart for us now. We're screwed.
Man, she's leaving us all behind.
Yep.
I can sort with the IMC folks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They folks or the NGI folks?
The NGI folks.
Of course, I can't see it now because I disconnected the chat. I should probably connect that back up, but I don't know if it'll make the situation worse.
Oh, well. I can hear you fine now since you've changed it. Done whatever you did. There's, like, nothing going on in here, so...
Yeah. this talk client, though, this is amazing. It's... I think... If you're on a server that's not currently broadcasting a radio show, it's like really clear. I talked to Ellie for a while.
Ellie Koopa, yes. Yeah. Even though it's Skip, yes.
Okay.
I think you're cutting out again.
Yeah.
It doesn't really like IRC.
Apparently not. You know what? It has lips, okay?
Eat what?
I said it has lips.
Oh, okay.
My arse. You shouldn't be kissing my arse.
No.
Oh, mother friggers.
Wow. I'm like looking at my screen going, what? I'm just staring.
Yeah, it's... That's the normal Kyle thing to do, isn't it?
Always.
You just stand there and stare.
Stand?
Well, if you're feeling too dumb to sit down.
Yeah, or if I'm at work.
But anyway, my computer is now happily running Windows XP Service Pack 1.
Woohoo!
And don't crack down because I have a less than legal copy. A less than legal copy.
Yes.
I should be running fine, and IMCs will begin again, and I'll have my own damn server, and it'll be cool.
Yes. And I
can throw your stuff on the server because I rule, and I'll have your stuff.
What?
And I'll be able to download lots and lots and lots of stuff.
Really fast.
Yeah, from Kazaa. But not music, because I don't want to get, like...
sued.
Yeah. Like, what was that, Office Space? They mentioned a federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison.
A what?
But hey, Microsoft... Their Windows ME CD went corrupt. I think I'm owed something.
Cheese sandwich. That's about all you'll get out of them.
I don't even think I would get that. Microsoft. Why would I want Microsoft cheese sandwich?
Microsoft cheese sandwich. Now with Linux compatibilities. MSCS. I think it disappeared. Hello?
There?
Whoa. I think the door's gonna open. He did some stuff. He went away. He died. Oh no! He's dead! He's dead! Somebody killed him! He died! We'll play some music. Oh no, he's calling back.
That was new.
Whoa. That was
Stop.
Cool. What'd you do?
I don't know. I didn't touch anything. But I wanted to tell you about an actual, factual, version of Death Cheese.
Death Cheese?
Death Cheese.
I can play that.
Yeah. There's actually one at my work. We've got, 200 pounds of Great Lakes white cheddar cheese.
Holy.
Sharp cheddar cheese.
You have 100 pounds of cheese. The Death Cheese.
Yeah, 140. But, It was in, like, six, like, 42-pound chunks. And one of them was actually out on the floor, and people were, like, worshipping it. I actually had guys come in, they were worshipping it, and they called me the cheese god. I am not kidding. They were like, you are the cheese god. And I said, yes! And I put my arms in the air, and I'm just standing in the deli with my arms in the air, and going, yes, I am the cheese god. And they were, like, bowing to the cheese. I've actually gotten a few other people who work there to bow to the cheese as they walk by.
You have the death cheese.
I have the death cheese.
Alright.
You can own the death cheese if you come to Baldwinsville or Clay, actually. Clay, New York, and buy this cheese for $170.37.
Holy crap.
A single piece of cheese.
You can own a piece of the death cheese today.
You could own the entire thing. It will cover you in its almighty cheesy aura.
Yes.
I mean, you could melt this thing down and, like...
It would be like gold.
It's like on soap, okay? It would be in a cheddar cheese prison because of the sign on it that said, do not touch. Because people were, like, picking this thing up and throwing it up. Like, tossing it to each other. And we're like, ah, you know, you're going to... It killed. You could kill yourself with your cheese. And then you'd be in heaven looking like a dumbass. Like, hey, man, you get up here, you'd be like, I got killed by cheese. And they'd be like, man, you're a dumbass.
Jesus, dude. Death cheese, yep.
Death by cheese. We can't have that. So we have to, I mean, can you imagine us, you know, being sued for getting people killed with cheese? I mean, nobody would believe that. So have to put cheese to protect people from dumbasses.
Like me. Oh.
Well, I don't think you'd go over and pick it up.
No, I wouldn't be able to pick it up if it's 45 pounds.
Yeah, and it's at, like, waist level way back, so you'd have to, like, pick it up, like, way out. I don't see how people have been picking it up. I went over there, I, like, started to pick it up, and I was like, no, I don't care. It's 42 pounds. I don't care that much.
No, I wouldn't be able to touch it, no.
But I figured out what we could actually do with it. The only real use. Take it, you carve it into statues of Michael Jackson. Because he's white and he is cheesy. So there
yes.
you go.
It would work perfectly.
And yes, I've been thinking long and hard about the death cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so very happy that I got to say this on the air.
Yes, death cheese is good.
Death cheese. It actually is cheese. Bad cheese. It's just really hard to cut because it's freaking huge.
Did
like,
you?
I'll take half a pound. It's like, oh my god, go away. A pound. I got your half a pound of white right here, pal.
3 inches apart, salami. Hey, you're the one who said that before, not me. You know what?
She asked for it. She wanted 3 inches of hard salami, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say it. I was good. I didn't mention it. I didn't say what I could have said. What's the good point?
Is it the stuff ass kicks are made of?
That's right. It was the stuff that ass kicks are made of.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Monsters are gumming my ankles. In the realm of weird things to say.
Oh, jeez. I want to pet the wounded goat.
Excellent reference.
If we build enough speed, we might be able to land in Minnesota and start a real life.
Not a spider, it's a furry dune buggy.
Yes. Furry dune buggy.
I'm just going to have to take over the show because you've been reduced to a blathering idiot.
Yeah, probably. This is like how I was when I was talking to Larry on VG Frequency.
Only I don't say yo as much.
Yo.
Yo.
Dog.
Not that it's a bad thing.
No. I've heard worse.
Actually, I kind of like it because it like keeps up the whole tempo of the show.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to talking about death cheese.
Wee.
But there does need to be a use of a clip I got from Kariji Leah. And
I thought it was Lay.
What?
I thought it was Lay, but go ahead.
Yeah. she would have corrected me, believe me. I would not have gone this long without it. But she sent me this clip of Sonic that's from one of the Japanese cartoons, but apparently it's not a PG cartoon. She was like, how does it look? And they're like, you hear this machine sound? He's like, shit! That's all you hear. Like, yeah, I have to use that.
I wonder if that's the...
Cereal.
I wonder if that's like the translated anime they had over here, because I have that particular movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't know.
But he doesn't say that.
All I have is the one clip. He's like, blah, 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 blah. Shit.
There's a Sonic anime that they did in Japan. It has Metal Sonic in it and stuff. And I have the translated version, and he doesn't say that. But I don't know if it's the same thing.
Huh. I don't know where exactly it came from, but that's what he says in the sound clip I have. It's pretty unmistakable. I think I just should do like an entire, like a whole segment of like an IMC block of just Sonic music so I can get out all these cool Sonic sounds, you know?
Yeah.
Shit! Death cheese.
Or like, you know, the one I have of Instant Sonic.
Yeah.
From Sonic and the Death Cheese. I'm 2 feet away from you! Stop yelling!
You have to play everything you have from Instant Sonic.
All two of them?
All two of them.
Death Cheese and 2 feet yelling?
And then play, what was that other one? The comedy routine.
Dungeons and Dragons?
No. The one where the guy's talking about Sonic the Hedgehog, or Sonic Hedgehog, he calls him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty funny one. I like that one.
Fox.
I'd have high score on Clam Lappers by now. Oh, jeez. I'll play it. Maybe.
I think I found out what happened to Kyle. Kyle used to be a normal human being, and now his head is entirely with small sound clips.
Who, mine?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. Because, like, every time I mention something, you've got one, like, right there.
Probably.
You're just full of tiny sound clips, and that's all. It's, like, bringing down the rest of you.
Dee, 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 dee. And my brain turned into a computer after I got a computer in, like, 1994.
You suck. I got mine in, like, 98.
Before then, my brain was a combination of a Super Nintendo and a Sega Genesis.
Ah. Well, I can't. Way late, I'm like, all right, Internet, I'm here.
I made it.
Where the hell did everybody go?
And I got on in, like, 1995 on AOL, using the screen name Kyle JCRB.
Color. That was long before Color.
Yeah, it was long color before
chat.
Dinosaurs.
Color Chat was AOL 4, so. Frightening but true.
Yeah, that was AOL 2.5.
Oh my god.
It was horrible.
Ah.
I mean, come
that
on.
That is test sucks.
Yes, 8 is horrible. 2.5 is horrible. I see a trend
here. Maybe it's just AOL in general is horrible.
I think so.
Right there. This has to be the worst interview ever.
Why? I had one with Wallen once. That was horrible.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I have to be careful what I say there, because I don't know who's in the chat room.
So,
Larry's probably in there going, shut the hell up about my yo's, and Waylon's like, well, I'm going to kill you now, you might.
I don't think either of them are listening.
I'm going to get a kazoo where the sun doesn't shine.
Larry's not here, I don't think. Let me check. No, he's not
never
here.
Know. He might be sneaky. He might be listening from somewhere else.
He's away.
Like, I'll get you, you bastard.
But,
you
know. Next wanted me to say something.
Oh, boy.
From the chat room.
Wanted you to mention his name, didn't he?
No. He wanted me to say, Tu madre es un grande elefanta.
Ah. Well, I believe next would be a tête de merde.
What?
I can't say that in English. Well, I can, but...
I don't care. Come on.
Head.
Yeah, come on, remember, Merit this
is something you can step in.
Come on, this is independent radio.
Alright, I called him a shithead.
Okay, there you go.
Woo! Hooray for whatever the hell that was.
Woohoo! He said your mother was a giant elephant.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You still got my stuff going in the background.
Yeah, I do. I'm running out of your stuff.
I know. I need to just make more stuff in the middle of this interview.
Yeah.
We're like, hold on, we have to continue the interview in like 5 seconds because I have to export this file.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool though if we could get like a whole like a competition going on like during the show, and if we could get them to you by the end of the show, we could play like whatever song, you know.
Yeah.
in all of their suckiness, because I mean, what, you're on like 4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if Analog can do like something excessively cool in like a half hour or like an hour, then you know we should be able to handle something in four.
An hour and a half.
On a damn opus in 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, we would listen to his and we'd be like, alright, forget it. That's the end.
I know, that's how it is. That's how it is in Channel May. We're just like, forget it, we're done. We're screwed.
Yeah, we had the nice little IMC Popcorn 1, and that was great. IMC Popcorn 2 came around, and I was like, forget it.
And then 3 came on, and you're like, what?
My song kind of sucked.
3 came on and you're like, huh?
Yeah. Well, 3 came, when we had 3, it was like crickets. Because only Suzumabachi did anything.
Yeah.
Suzumabachi.
Dabachi guy.
Mr. Hibachi. So, yeah, only he did anything. And the funny thing is his song is really, really cool. So, I burned it to a CD, and like, whenever I play it in the car or in the Jeep, I'm like, what the hell song is this? What the, you know, and starts into, I'm like, oh, okay, I remember now.
We need to, I think I'm going to start one of those for Channel May, because, not IMC popcorn, but one day things, popcorn. Entire thing, one day things because we can't get on late anymore because of stupid school. So I'm just going to start doing them for like an entire day, maybe once a week, I don't know.
Yeah, I think IMC, I wish I could, instead of doing the full IMCs, I wish I could do a popcorn, because it seems like when I was listening to analog stuff, I was thinking to myself that sometimes you can turn out better stuff when you're like on an extreme deadline, you know, because you just like throw whatever the hell out there and it sounds really cool. Because I mean, like, analog stuff is like, all right, I don't have much time, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to slap on some grungy bass and some piano, and it's like, bam, instant coolness.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter what the hell he puts it on.
I don't know what he does.
It could be Super Mario Excite Bike. It'd be like, you know, it'd be all like, yes, this song rocks. And it's,
exactly.
You know, we made it in like 17 and a half seconds. I mean, it took longer to export it than to make it, and it's like awesome. But
I
like,
know.
When you give him like a week and a half, it's like, you know, everybody else catches up to him, so it seems like it's not as good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Personally, I like his shorter stuff better than the longer stuff, with very few exceptions.
There are some songs that I wish he would finish, though.
Yeah, like a certain IMC 10 song.
Oh, yes. And, let's see.
The verse I have is, like, totally badass, but it's, like, 49 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And
I seem to be the only one with the 49-second version. I think both you and May only have the 40-second version.
I don't know.
I think yours stops and mine fades out or something.
I don't know. But that song's coming up next.
Woo! But I've got like three of them. I don't know how the hell I got three of them.
I don't know. It depends on what ends up on your server.
Yeah. That's the beauty part of having everybody send stuff to my servers, because I get that stuff. It's like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Some weird stuff here.
Yeah.
Let me see. I wish he'd finish the Pac-Mania one that he did. And
yeah.
SimCity.
And there's always those things that will live in infamy with IMC, and I love it. You got like the fretboard from like IMC 2. And then you've got, I believe it was IMC 3 with Sador, Sonic can lick my ass.
Yes.
But that's not in the final, it's only in the whip. And, it's in more. I think it's in all of the whips up until the final.
No, then, the final has it. I have the final and it has that in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's the final?
Yeah, I'm fairly sure.
Maybe I screwed up. I remember there was one that didn't have it. Maybe it was the first one. Might have been. But, yeah, I do remember that. And then there was, in 4, there was, like, the first. That was, like, the big combo one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the first to have, like, a full band doing the whole thing. And
8?
That, like, totally kicked ass.
8 was the crickets.
Yeah, 8 was the 8 was the wildest. 6, I think, was...
Oh, yeah,
6
my...
was, like, the most painful, I think.
My version of that analog song you're talking about from IMC 10 is a minute 10.
Wow. I think that's like, the other version, though, because, like, it doesn't have the same kind of stuff.
That's the one I got from the Sounder server.
Yeah. It's different. I don't know. I think Dark Sword uploaded that one. It's hard to tell. I do like IMC, though, because I have great fun competing. A little bit of an annoyance doing the judging, but after it's all done, it's cool. And I have all the power, but the only problem with that is that when something goes wrong, it's like, hey man, you gotta fix this. And I'm like, oh, I don't care.
Wait. Oh, wait. Was Maymix. What the hell? Now I'm confused as hell.
Maymix, what the hell?
May just said her version is 49 seconds, like yours.
Okay.
Mine's a minute 10, and it's different.
Yeah. You have like a second version.
I got the Maymix one too.
Yeah.
The one with
well, that's
her
what
singing.
They were all called, but
I'm
the 49 second one is like absolute badassness.
And it's got
Mei
singing.
Mei sounds like totally 100% professional. And it's like, damn it, it's over too freaking quickly. I have to burn like 9 tracks to a CD just so I can get my film.
And he says he's not going to finish it.
I know, I pestered him about it before.
Yeah.
I heard one time, I think it was an NGI. He came in and I had like everybody say, hey, guess what, you're going to finish this. And he just said, no.
We're not like, don't.
Damn it. That wasn't what was supposed to happen.
IMC 10 was the one.
Yeah, because I still have the raw vocal track from Mei.
IMC 10. I have one of him.
There's also that underground stuff you guys have been pulling.
I have one of him on guitar from IMC 10.
Yeah.
He's doing a guitar remix. That's a minute 10. And then there's the Mei mix, and that's 49 seconds.
Yeah. Was there a third one?
Yeah, there was one by Sir Nuts that was that had Mei in it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there wasn't one by Analog.
But I don't think it had the same vocal track though.
No, it had the other half of the vocals.
Okay.
Because there were two parts to the vocals, and Analog used one, and Sir Nuts used the other.
Ah, but see, I have the one that was
and then Analog
the
has
original song.
Analog has his solo.
Yeah,
guitar.
I've been wanting to like if I ever got like you know like a spare week out of the middle of nowhere, I would love to make a mix out of the raw vocal track from Mei because it was like really cool. And everybody agrees it was really cool, but no, we can't have a full song with it in there.
No.
You gotta have the short things. Nobody likes short things.
They don't? Crap.
Ask the Chinese.
Oh. I thought the Chinese were pretty short.
I don't know, I haven't checked. But, I think it's interesting that there's also been underground IMC stuff, like that Sir Nuts song.
Yeah.
That I never got. So there's like an underground part to IMC, which is an underground part to OCR.
Yeah.
And I still like saying, in your face, to all those people who said, if you don't like the way OCR judges, do it yourself. So I said, okay, I will, you bastards.
Guess what?
Yeah. We're up to 16 now, what do you think?
Yeah, you could have been on like 45, but...
Oh, yeah, but Mr. Millennia over here decided to have a problem.
Yeah. Oh, you have a Micron,
and then
too,
like,
huh?
And 9,000 more.
You have a Micron, too,
huh? Playing
with
that bastard for, like, a month. Finally, it got to the point of where, like, all right, I have these XP CDs, and either this thing is going to friggin' work, or else there's going to be a major hardware failure that will prevent me from even loading this.
And
it turns out that it couldn't fail the hardware because I know it tried, because that's what it was trying to do. And then it was like the last possible option was like, all right, there's a new drive, new CDs. I mean, you know, everything's
new
that could possibly be new. Not even a hint of previous settings. I'm not even on the same hard disk. It's not even connected or even spinning right now. So it just like, you know... It was like, all right, you have no friggin' choice, so just do it. And it did it. And I'm happy. I'm friggin' happy, damn it.
Woo! Iron Mix Challenge can return in full
That's
force.
Right.
Bringing us...
Now, do you think NGI should return, or just keep talking? I've only been on a half hour.
I think you've been on a little longer than that.
Well, I don't know. This call duration is 22 minutes so far. So
yeah, and the other one was maybe 15.
The other one crapped out.
I don't know. Do you think we should continue with NGI?
I ask the chat room. I mean, of course they won't hear this for like another minute and 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But I think that. Maybe we should kick off with, like, all of the songs we've just been talking about. Like, the whole Mei mix IMC 10 underground thing.
I can do that.
Just do, like, a big block of confusion.
I can do that. And Death Cheese and...
And Death Cheese. And the other Instant Sonic one.
Yes. All kinds of crap.
It will be the ass-kick block.
Yes.
This block is the thing that ass kicks are made,
made
of.
Made of, yes.
Biatch.
This show is the thing that ass kicks are made of. Maybe.
KNGI, brought to you by Kicking Ass.
Yes. We need iDents. You might want to record that.
That's right.
Yes.
Hello, this is Timberwolf on KNGI, Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Kyle and me talk about all kinds of crap.
That no one else understands.
Exactly.
Because we've known each other for over 2 years, and there's all kinds of inside jokes that nobody knows.
After a while, we can just be like, cookies, and be like, yeah, I remember. Anybody else is like, the fuck are you talking about?
I remember cookies, actually. Well,
that's
no,
right.
I don't, but...
Actually, I do remember cookies, but that was like way back then. Anyway, cookies.
Music? I don't know.
I would like to possibly issue a poll. I wish I could read the chat. Issue a poll of, like, who is playing what game right now, if anybody. Because I'm sure if you're playing a game, it's got to be F-Zero GX.
No.
Oh, you're not.
I wish it were, but it's not.
You
know why?
You
know why?
Because
I don't have a cube.
Yeah. You should just rent one. I mean, it'll only be like $9,000 to go rent one.
I know.
So, like, all right, we need your deposit, we need your firstborn, and we need a sperm sample. Like, well, I can help you with one of those, but, you know.
Yes.
So, it's like they expect they're not going to get their cube back from everybody they give it to. Like, they don't have all of your information and know where you live and everything.
Yeah, I know.
They'll come to your house and be like, excuse me, we need our cube back.
Yes.
But,
I would have it. Maybe.
I get it back. Can you get it?
Maybe it's a one game that I'm thinking of. I don't know what I was going to say now, but right now I'm actually playing F-Zero X.
Okay. Now that game rocked. I played that for N64. It was emulated, so it ran at like 120 frames a second with no sound because the sound sucked. But it was very awesome, and I was very impressed with it.
It was a stuffed ass kick for me.
It was a lot out of that game.
Yes, that game is very nice.
Very nice.
I deleted
that, like,
all my data.
What was that?
I deleted all my data and I'm starting over. So.
Woo! I love games like that. I've done that
bored.
With maybe three games. That's it.
Well, it's so easy to go back and do it all over again.
Yeah, yeah.
In that game.
And it's fun.
Yes, it is fun.
Let's see. Right now, I have paused Smuggler's Run 2.
Still.
Yeah, well, I've already beaten it, like, all the way through, and I've gone through and even beaten, like, the extra stuff that you get, so I've beaten, like, everything there's possible to beat, and it's still fun. In fact, I've done that with the first one is still fun, and they're so different that I think that they're both still fun. The only alternative to this would be Vice City or perhaps Dot Hack Infection. Every once in a while. But I don't know, those other two, they seem like their own music is really fun to listen to. So instead of interfering, I just play one that has really crappy music.
Like Gran Turismo 3?
No, more like Smuggler's Run 2.
Oh, yeah.
Their songs are like 9.5 minutes long, but I think there's only like two different sections, and they're both like 4 beats long. So it's like beat, 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 and then you continue that for like 7 or 8 minutes, and then you switch it up to sort of have a bridge, and then you go right back.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
They mixed it up pretty well.
I was listening to it, I was like, I just felt like parking my car and be like, all right, is it ever going to switch or change or add an instrument or try?
I think that Mario Excitebike song is less annoying.
Yeah, actually, there's more to that song than there are to these songs.
Jeez.
I'd give you a sample, but the music is turned off. I wonder why.
I heard it in one of the videos you sent.
But there's like, you know, like the Excitebike song has some sort of a something to it. You know, it is actually a little bit catchy. These songs, there's just nothing.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing. It's like they took like 7 minutes to make all of them. For every part of the game.
And they didn't have analog dude form, so it sucks.
Yeah, exactly. There's no grungy bass.
No.
There's nothing that will break the speakers in my Jeep.
Nope.
And sometimes I want to just pull up next to somebody and have that grungy bass and that thumpiness going on, and they'll think I'm listening to rap. I'll just wind down the window, and they'll be like, piano.
It'll be Mario.
With no lyrics.
It'll be Mario.
Yeah, and I'll be like, yeah, bitches, that's right, yeah. It's my Mario mix, biatch. Made to me by, given to me by Analog, so y'all can be sucking it, yo. And I'll be in my bumping Jeep with the crappy speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting at the green light because I didn't realize it changed.
Oops.
Oh, I'll nail the gas and drop my tranny on the ground, but I'll have tunes.
Yes.
So it won't be a problem.
You have good tunes.
Yeah, biatch.
Yeah.
Wind the window down, but like, yo, you be sucking. You don't be gotten the analog.
So. What was that?
I don't know. Suck my injector.
Okay, I think we're going to play music now. Do you think that's a good
idea?
Yeah,
I think that would be a good idea.
Sure.
I'll just sit here and play with my organ.
Have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to play music now because we've been talking for...
I think the rest of your playlist is already laid out by both of us.
I think that the all my listeners are gone.
Cool.
No, well, they're all still here.
Well, screw them, too. Oh, okay. Wait, they don't hear that. You have a minute and 40 to get rid of that. Hurry up. Get out the beeper. Come on.
I got a minute 15. I don't know.
Jump out.
Oh, well. How about some Instant Sonic?
Yes, now.
Okay. I'll play
I want it instantly.
Okay.
Now.
I'll play Instant Sonic, then.
No!
Yeah, you want to hear it now. So we're going to play Instant Sonic, like, right now. This is Sonic and the Death Cheese. So keep it here with Nitro Gamma Injection. And yeah, Phoenix, Arizona.
Ah, what a nice day for some of this! What's that? Whoa! Hey! What the? Ah! My stereo! Why you? My foot! Mommy!
With that fool hedgehog dead, I can continue my quest to...
You got mail!
What? Who dares send me, the greatest scientific genius in the world, spam? I will destroy all. Ooh, 15% interest. Now that is appealing. Enough of this. Soon I will unleash my ultimate weapon upon the world. The incredible feat that is. Huh? Who dare calls me at this hour? Hello? Hi, Mom. Yes, I'm fine. Yes. No, I haven't left the oven on. Stop worrying about me. No. No, I will not! Damn you, Mother! Okay, fine. Fine, I love you. Bye. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Soon, I will unleash the greatest weapon I have ever created upon this doomed planet. The Death Cheese!
Whoa. That was... too close, but... my stereo! Curse you, Robotnik! You will pay for this! I will travel to your secret base once again, and then I'll... Huh? Hello? What? No! I would not like to change banks! What? No! How did you get this number? Leave me alone! Let's go!
And so...
Well, I'm finally here! What the hey is that? It's a giant cheese? I don't get it. It's just floating there, hovering, twirling. Like a big cheese. Oh, for the love of... Hello? Tails? Oh, hi! Yeah, how are you? Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine, too. Listen, there's, something you may want to check out. Listen, shut up for a sec. There's a giant cheese floating in the air. What? No, I have not been drinking. No, I did not hit my head. Listen, Tails. Cheese. Big, giant, enormous cheese. I can see it with my own two eyes. Hello? Tails? Oh, you just did not hang up on me. Ah! Oh, when I get back, I'm going to turn him into a coat. But first, the cheese.
You have discovered my latest weapon of mass destruction!
No! I found a giant floating cheese!
Silence! This cheese has the ability to cover the world in its almighty cheesy aura, and upon the ruins of civilization, create a world consisting of but one thing. Cheese! And you, Hedgehog! Are powerless to stop me!
Oh, really? Jeez! I can't... must not... Supersonic Rises! No cheese can stand in my way now!
What? Fifth cheese! Attack!
Can't catch me! It's time to cut the cheese!
Cheese! Prepare to fire the Cheddar Shredder!
The what?
Direct hit! Now, Hedgehog, I will finish you off once and for all! Hello? Steve! How long has it been? Well, you know how it is. Yes. Well, I'm sorry I haven't visited the folks. Yes. I know. Well, being an evil overlord is time-consuming. Yes. Oh, the pay is terrible, but you meet lots of interesting people.
I'm almost free of this cheese.
Now to destroy this cheesy device before it covers the world in a horrific cheese utopia!
Have a few drinks, say? Oh, I gotta go. Bye. Mom! I still have one attack left. Death cheese. Prepare to... Robotic cheese-ify!
Robot cheese... What? Uh-oh. This isn't good. Well, at least I'll go out how I always dreamed. Destroyed by a giant cheese death weapon that hurled its cheesy goodness into the pyramid. This isn't right! No! Whoa! What the? Was I... Dreaming? What the hell kind of dream was that? Death cheese?
Hey, Sonic.
Hey, Tails. What's that?
I thought you mighty like cheese sandwiches.
No. No!
No! Get it away from me!
Holy Christ, man! I'm 2 feet away from you! Stop yelling!
We'll be right back. Thank you. I tell you what, I have this new fear, because I know that I'm in a case of arrested development emotionally. I know that now, because I realize, you know, like anyone can go to the video store near my house and see what I've rented the past year, it's fairly frightening, you know. Unbelievable evidence of an emotionally, you know, digression going on here. Porno movies and video games. What am I, 13 emotionally? You know what I mean? I'm sitting there looking at this receipt I got from them. It's like Clam Lappers and Sonic Hedgehog. That was one weekend. That was Easter weekend. Something's going on with me, man. That's a pretty scary way to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. With Clam Lappers and Sonic fucking Hedgehog. You know? I'm all, my big fear now is I'm going to go rent a porno film at this one store I go to a lot. I'm going to go rent a porno film and take it to the front, you know, and give it to the guy, and he's going to do a little dee, and suddenly, whoop, 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 da na 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 na. You've just rented your millionth porno tape. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Get a picture of him with it. Dee. Anal entry volume 500. He made it through every one of them. Whoop, 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 whoop. Give me the little trophy. Millionth porno tape. Wow, lucky fucking me. And along with Super Mario 2. I wish they'd combine video and porno. That would be great, man. You know, video games and porno films. I'd have high score on Clam Lappers by now. I wish they did have interactive porn. You know, they come out with this thing now, interactive movies. They're showing it in New York right now. Interactive movie. You watch a movie, and then you determine which way you want the plot to go. This is fucked up. This is technology solely for porno films, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? I am so sick of being ripped off. If you've got enough courage to make porno films, go ahead and be creative about it. You're already over the, you know, you've jumped the chasm here. We're going to film people fucking and sucking. Cool. Now go crazy. You already made the jump. You are within the Dark Lord's terrain at this point. There's no reason to get coy. You're drugging up runaways down in fucking Sunset Boulevard right now. I don't think you need to have morality plays going on in the porno tape. Go ahead and satisfy my carnal base fucking needs. Interactive porno, that's the future, my friends. And then all dating will be history. Nah, well, backed up. Well, this is Backed Up Willie talking. I always get my most depressed when I'm backed up.
This is a journey into the sound of speed. Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the race? Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the race? Are you ready? Oh,
can't believe Spekasaurus calls that a bad take. That was Spekasaurus doing Star Wars versus House of the Rising Sun. And he says that take is a very bad take of that song. He's a liar! But that's okay. Still awesome. Before that was a whole bunch of crap. And if you're just tuned in, you don't need to know what it was. And if you didn't tune in, if you've been tuned in for a while, pay attention to the chat room. Because I tell you, in there. And up next, we're going to have a huge block. Of F-Zero Big Blue remixes. Why? Because I love that song, and I want to play it. Play music of that. That'll probably take up the rest of the show, so we'll see. Speed for that. Nitro Game Rejection. KGI. Phoenix, Arizona. a whole bunch of tasty F-Zero there for you. Big Blue, a whole bunch of remixes of that. And basically, we're coming down to the end of the show here. So went by a little too fast. So you get spending 45 minutes of your life talking to Timberwolf. And, winding down the show, gonna end it with a little Stunt Race FX from the Orchestral Game Concert that I didn't know existed. I didn't know this song existed at all. I was like, holy crap, Orchestral Game Concert, Stunt Race FX, what the hell? Turns out it was really cool. Of course, Stunt Race FX, I mean, how can it not be cool? So, check that out here, and then after that, got a guy named Eric doing a Street Fighter medley. So, keep it over that. Nitro Game Injection, KGI, Phoenix, Arizona. So that was Eric doing some Street Fighter. And now I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll do something from Super Smash Brothers, like Dr. Mario. That's pretty good. I'll do Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario is good. This is Dr. Mario.
Honey, it's time for your nitro game injection.
No, Mommy, please don't. It won't happen again, I promise.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Nitro Game Injection on KNGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
Come on.
so we hit the end of the show. Got two songs left to play, both from F-Zero X. One is from the expansion kit. It's from an Overclocked remix. Find it remix.overclock.org. This one's called Beyond Light Speed. Then after that is a title BGM to the original F-Zero X. Thanks everybody for listening. Pretty good show. Had Timberwolf on for about 45 minutes. That was fun. Play these two songs, and I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving to sleep, maybe. At least in a little while, so. Keep doing here for these songs, and then I'll see you guys next week for Nitro Game Injection number 29. So. Good night, everybody. It's Kazuya Shelby, signing off.